Hello, beautiful soul. My name is James Zander. Before we begin this episode, I invite you to download my free Mushroom Trip Checklist. This is a free PDF guide that dives into everything you need to know for your next psychedelic trip. What to do before your trip, during your trip, and after your psychedelic journey. Head over to mushroomchecklist.com to download it for free or use the link in the show notes. And now, enjoy this episode. On a mushroom trip, one of the key things you want to do is learn how to navigate the bumps in the trip. Because there will always be bumps. There will be highs and lows. There will be little blocks that come up, sometimes big blocks, resistance, negative emotion, unprocessed trauma. Sometimes this resistance comes up internally and sometimes it comes up externally. There's things in the external environment or the person you're tripping with, or some noise outside your room that is causing you some sort of turbulence. And the key in those moments, when you experience turbulence, when you experience the bumps in the road, is to navigate them with grace. You want to navigate them with patience. You want to navigate them in a relaxed, almost detached manner. You're not checking out of the trip, but you're detached from any specific outcome. That is the key. I call it being an open channel. If you can be this open channel where everything can flow through you, the good moments, the bad moments, and you just allow the emotion to flow through you, that sort of unattached, unresistant place is absolutely the best place you can be for a mushroom trip. And where people have bad trips or bad moments in a trip is something comes up externally or internally and they label it as, this is not good. I should not be feeling this. I don't feel great. Get me out of this. I don't want to feel this. And they create their own suffering. They create their own blocks. Whereas if you allow the emotion to flow through you and you allow whatever comes up, and you just stay chill, then you are going to be able to surf those moments. And you're going to surf from a negative moment into a positive moment. You're going to surf from resistance to flow. You're going to surf from a moment of blockage to a moment of opening up. But that transformation can only happen if you remain an open channel. And one of the lessons I learned from a recent mushroom trip is that, in essence, that is what life is all about as well. Surfing the negative moments in life and navigating those bumps in life with grace, with patience, in a relaxed, unattached manner. In a way, life is just one big trip. Where we get in trouble with life is when we get really attached to certain outcomes, we get attached to something someone said, and we sort of cling on to that feeling and we don't allow it to just flow through us. One of the benefits of mushrooms that I find happens for me in the trip and also right after is it unblocks the channel. It just unblocks everything. And for the next couple days after a trip, I'm just so open to synchronicity. I'm open to inspiration. I seem to flow through life rather than make life happen. And that flow allows blessings to come through. It allows manifestations to come through. It allows synchronicities to come through. I just did a trip recently, and the day right after the trip, everything just flowed so beautifully. And I received two manifestations that I wasn't even expecting. They were things that I had intended some time ago, and I forgot about them. And in that state of flow and openness, it just came through on that same day. And I don't see that as a coincidence. I've often noticed that right after a mushroom trip, and sometimes even during a trip, manifestations will come through. Something about the psilocybin opens me up to a more receptive mode. I'm not out there chasing things. I'm fully allowing the universe to flow through me. It's almost like a door has been opened, and the universe can now deliver the blessings that I myself have been blocking from receiving them. And so I'm making this video to remind you to be an open channel. As much as possible, be open to all possibilities, be open to invitations, be open to things coming into your life that are magical, surprising, delightful, but that you did not schedule in your calendar. You will notice in that state of flow, magic starts to happen. But it takes a certain amount of unblocking. And I find the mushrooms do that for me really well. And the days right after, the weeks right after, they flow. They flow in a way that I can't even put it into words. It's just, it's magic. It's magic. And what I think it is, it's the receptive state that the mushrooms put me in. So as much as possible, try to be an open channel. Be open to the unexpected. Be open to the universe working through you. And when you see an invitation or you see an opportunity and you see a divine synchronicity, follow it. Follow the breadcrumbs and it will lead you into something better than you could have expected. Imagine that the universe is working through you and it's trying to deliver to you exactly what you are asking for. But you must be open to the invitations, to the possibilities, to the unexpected, rather than being so in control of every little thing that you actually don't allow space and room for the universe to come through and deliver to you exactly what you want. And I find that the mushrooms for me have really taught me that. They've taught me to unblock the resistance, unblock the attachment to certain outcomes, and allow myself to be in that receptive mode. And the other thing that I recommend is to see life as one big trip. See each day as a trip. So when you're tripping on mushrooms, you often take, if you're doing it intentionally, you often take great care to make sure your environment is good, your mood is good, you don't allow yourself to be swayed by other things and people. You try to keep yourself as much in the center as possible because you want to have a good trip. You can actually apply the same logic to life. Stay in your center in life. Life is full of bumps and potholes, and it's okay. It's part of life. You're not necessarily going to have this linear journey from A to B. You're going to be bumped off course. And the key in those moments is to get back on course as quickly and as peacefully as possible. So when someone bumps you off your track, maybe they say something that triggers you, or someone does something to you, or you know, you get a moment of frustration. The key is to be an open channel, allow the frustration to move through you and out of you, and quickly recenter yourself and get back on track. When you have a moment of frustration in life, you hit a bump on the road of life, you always have one of two choices. You can get entangled in it and feel super emotional about it and dramatic about it and start blaming yourself, blaming others, really like stirring the pot of those negative emotions. Or you can hit a bump, feel the impact of it, and keep going. It's like when you're driving on the road and you hit a pothole. Do you stop the car and get out and scream at the pothole? Or do you just keep driving? And why do you keep driving? Because you have somewhere to go. You're not going to get distracted by one little bump on the road. You have things to do, you have places to go, and you're very intentional. And there's a flow of traffic as well. So you're not going to just stop your car in the middle of a highway. And I encourage you to think of life the same way, that as you're navigating life, you are inevitably going to hit potholes. You're going to hit bumps on the road. You're going to, someone's going to cut you off in traffic, metaphorically speaking. And you have a choice there to get angry, allow the person or the event or the circumstances to move you out of your center, or stay on track, stay on center. Accept the bump on the road with amusement, with laughter. Okay, so I got bumped. I got hit a little bit. I got punched a little bit. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep surfing the waves. Even if the waves get a little bit rough, We're going to keep surfing. That attitude is so helpful in navigating life. You're going to have way more fun in life and way more flow and way more ease if you just allow the bumps to be what they are, but no more. Allow the bumps to be what they are, but no more. Don't make a story of them. Don't stop the car and get out and scream at them. Don't allow yourself to be so perturbed by them. It's just a little bit of turbulence, you know? In each day, as you experience turbulence or you experience something happening the way you prefer it not to have gone, just allow yourself a more relaxed attitude about it and say, okay, cool. That was bumpy. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep surfing the wave. That state of receptiveness, that state of openness, you're going to notice that life becomes very flowy and very enjoyable, as opposed to trying to control life, trying to control every single thing that happens. You're going to discover that there is a flow to life and you can tap into that. You can get on the vibe. You can get on the wave and start surfing it. So I hope this helps someone. I'll probably make more videos about this because I feel like it's a very important and nuanced topic of how do you surf the waves of intention? How do you surf the waves while experiencing turbulence? So if you enjoyed this video, let me know in the comments. Let me know what your experience has been with navigating the bumps in life. And how do you stay centered? How do you stay grounded? And do you also notice a similarity between the way you navigate a trip, a psychedelic trip, and the way you navigate life? How you deal with turbulence on psychedelics versus how you deal with turbulence in life? Could it be that the way you stay grounded in a trip is the same way that you can stay grounded in life? Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I'll see you in the next episode. Much love. This episode is sponsored by magicmush.ca. If you're looking for an online dispensary for magic mushrooms, mushroom chocolate, and other high-quality psychedelic products, head over to magicmush.ca and use the promo code James to get 25% off. Thank you for listening and have a beautiful trip. Hello, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something today, and I hope this episode helped you in your psychedelic and spiritual journey. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy my other podcast, The James Zander Trip, where every week I bring a fascinating guest onto the podcast to dive into psychedelics, mindset, and spirituality. Search for The James Zander Trip on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or visit jameszandertrip.com. I recommend listening to the first episode, where I dive into ayahuasca with my friend Jacob and his wild experiences on psychedelics. And if you want to stay connected with me, join my free newsletter at jameszandertrip.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this episode, you might enjoy my brand new audio course, Unlock God Mode. Unlock God Mode is a 4-week experience where every day you'll get a 15-minute audio lesson that gives you frameworks, tools, and perspectives to upgrade your relationship with life. In the same way that mushrooms give you insights that help you up-level in the video game of life, I designed this course to do the same thing for you. I've compiled every lesson that I learned through psychedelics, through meditation, through my spiritual work, through life. I've put my best tools in this course so that no matter who you are, if you choose to go on this adventure with me, you're going to learn some amazing frameworks. You're going to learn to see life with new eyes. You will improve your relationship with life, and by extension, your life will improve. If you're interested in more details, go to jameszander.com/godmode or use the link in the show notes. Use the promo code SHROOMS for a special discount. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I deeply appreciate you. Feel free to reach out to me through my newsletter. Go to jameszander.com to sign up. I'd love to connect.